Welcome to the NARS Jam Session Podcast.
But before we get into it, NARS is a new way to fund extreme athletes, a community of action sports enthusiasts who have formed a NOUNS sub-DAO to rethink and redefine how extreme sports athletes get sponsored. NARS are NFTs on the Ethereum blockchain based on the NOUNS open source protocol, CC0 artwork, and are stored fully on-chain with no external dependencies. Each NAR gets you a DAO vote, and memberships are available at auction, one NAR less often forever. You can check out our live auctions at nars.wtf, that is GNARS.wtf.
In this episode, hosted by Davin, we talk about Postprop 189. We also host the team from Leo Nouns.
GM, everybody. Thanks for showing up at the Noun Square for another NARS Jam session. Davin's here to host the show. Yeah, take it away, Mr. Davin.
GM, everyone. Welcome to NARS Jam. Yeah, another beautiful Thursday evening. It's Friday morning over where I am right now. So excited to be here with everyone on the Noun Square as we're having the NARS dudes. The NARS dudes today are having a post-prop 1-8 party. What essentially that means, we're just here to just, chat, have a community space. We have some folks over from the Leo Noun show that I hope they could be able to join us today and we can chat a little bit about Leo Nouns. Man, well, we have a really jam-packed show today, but I'm so excited that we're here. It's going to be light. It's another community space. We have no dedicated guest today, so it's just going to be one of those Thursday evenings where we're listening back, just having fun. Shout out to Cure. I see you in the audience. Thanks for being here. Shout out to Brett. Brett, I see you here.
Hey, what's
Brett.
Up? What's up? I'm good. How are you?
Man, I've been great. Actually, since you're here, let me just ask you. Prop 189. Are you hungover? How are you feeling? How was the prop rollout?
It was fun. We were watching the countdown going. We kept refreshing the NARS DAO page. We're like, oh, we got another vote. And we're like, damn, we got a no. And we're like, oh, we got another yes. And it was just like back and forth for like the last 15 minutes while we were watching it count down. And, you know, we know how that turned out.
Yeah. So anyway, welcome everyone. This is NARS Jam Sessions. NARS is a folk of nouns dedicated to supporting the artistry of extreme athletes. And since we're here, maybe whoever is here, could you maybe just retreat the room? There's that small little chat bubble at the bottom left. You could repeat the room. And yeah, we have our auctions happening at NARS.wtf. So yeah, I just wanted to invite everyone. So if you're in the audience and you just request the microphone, you come on stage. We're here chatting about post prop 189. What were your thoughts? What are your thoughts on the prop and how it was really rolled out? And yeah, we could be able to chat over that. Just having some thoughts and hot takes on prop 189.
And it was a crazy one, wasn't it? Like, it's created a lot of controversy in the final moves of, the way it was submitted and some of the data changes and things. But yeah, it's interesting to see how everyone responds to what went down and, get everyone's opinions and see where everyone stands in the DAO. I think it's forced a lot of conversation and, it's pretty gnarly after all.
I think this prop is a true skater's prop, a true gnarly prop. Is that there's a way it just shocked the whole community a little bit, and a lot of talk that even post the prop is done. There's some talk that this was a publicity stunt, and a lot of people getting more emotional. So I just thought after the vote is done, okay, we're done with this. But no, it's never that simple. So the chat has continued around Prop 189. But I do want to commend Gammy for really making a point. I think 189 is his noun head, and him being able to roll this out and get the community talking is really a nice thing. I just feel like the nouners, it was most of the first time they're interfacing with people of this nature, people of extreme natures who are extreme in their blood, in their thought process. So I do think the way extreme athletes see the world is a bit different than the way other people do. So this was one of the examples where the skaters have come into corporate America and are shaking it up. And it really fits the vision of NARS, NARS being a new way to fund extreme athletes. Personally, I did not know how deep it goes until I saw how this proposal got the reaction. And I realized that very much, we are here to impact something that's going to change, I think, the way extreme sports is rolled out. I mean, Alpsdale launched, so even that is going to affect more extreme sports in the Alpine region. So I mean, I'm excited to see that the skaters brought the conversation, and with no fear, no favor. And I'm pretty sure this is going to affect all the other proposals that are coming into nouns moving forward. So I'm excited to see how this is going to be taken through. But maybe to read, let me just give a breakdown of how our show is organized today. Like I said, it's a free chat, so just feel free to request the mic and come on stage. And we're chatting about 189, the final showdown, how you felt, thoughts and hot takes. And we shall have some NARD news updates. I think as a PBS here, shout out, you can come on stage and you know, I'd like to hear your thoughts on Broke 189. And today we're going to go through some proposals which are up for voting, and some proposal ideas which are in the channel, proposal ideas in our server. And yeah, some questions. We'll have a root pick at the end. So yeah, Prop 189, going back, be my hot take. I want to give my hot take right out of the gate, is that I think Prop 189 hinted on voter fatigue, and this concept of voter fatigue is not something that, you know, we should underlook. Is something that is really, really important. Seeing, I like how Gami phrased it, is that, you know, this is just an experiment. It's like, what would happen if the DAO got 20 proposals and they're all supposed to be looked at by these different 500 or so votes? It just means that sometimes the voters are not going to be very much well educated on every prop, and they're going to take a trusted guess, or maybe take a, you know, like maybe a no stance on something that should be a yes. And you do see that there is a human loophole here. I don't know the best format to address this. Was some of the nouners that came out and said, you know what, let's increase the voting period to like 5 days. I think that is undervoting right now. And that, to me, feels like a band-aid, because even if you increase it 5 days, other people will be able to submit more proposals, and make it even, those 5 days will be one of the busiest 5 days. There's one which made me laugh, is that, man, I can't believe I bought a noun so that I can work. I thought nouns were just NFTs. It seems that nouns is a vote to work. You have to work and read through all the proposals, read through, just trying to make an effect.
I can definitely attest to that fact. Like, at the moment, the amount of voting that I've got to do across different DAOs and different platforms, whether it's through like a contest platform or a prop house or a dress form or on-chain voting or snapshot, and then, you know, then aggregate that across at least 5 different DAOs and sub-DAOs, it's insane.
I think it was a positive, because to my knowledge, most of the past proposals have been around like a 20-30% voter turnout, and this was over 50% of noun holders came out to vote on this one. So we got a ton of people who usually just like kind of what you said, they just hold on to the NFT as the art, and this time they actually, you know, read the whole thing. And I saw most people who voted no, and a lot of people who voted yes even left feedback on it, which is really great and helpful moving forward.
Yeah, 100%. The key thing I think that stood out for me was DAO voting is essentially like, I'm just going to say it straight, essentially like an African election, an African country's election. If you cannot find a way to detach and just be a logical voter, there's, you know, a lot of people get involved, and sometimes, unfortunately, some lives get lost. So watching this whole thing roll out to me was like, oh my, this is going to be a blood sport as we further build out the DAO, because eventually teams are going to get more emotional. And I think, you know, we're having human beings behind all these JPEGs. Let's not forget that fact. I just think that as like Bena said, that if anyone thinks that they could come into nouns and maybe submit a prop and drain the treasury, or maybe something like white hat hacking or something, whatever form of way someone would like to game this governance, I think Prop 189 was one of the reminders that these are real people, real votes. So no one is just going to show up and think that they can do whatever they want in the DAO. Vlad, I wanted to get your Prop 189 experience. How was it for you? What are your hot takes? What do you think about everything that happened?
Hey, so I think, like, as an experience, talking, like, about learning, I think you had, like, NASDAO learnings, like, outside learnings, like, internal learnings. I think the experience of, like, having this expectation with the community, you know, like, with a bunch of people, like, across the world, like, to see what was happening and, like, to try to help in their own way, you know, like, the content that was out, like, during the proposal, and, like, people talking about, like, NASDAO. And as Akva said, like, seeing the no voters talking, like, how they feel like, yes, but they have, like, and mainly more important to me, like, really see something, like, pass, and then when it don't pass, like, having the arguments, like, for no, and, like, kind of, like, agreeing, you know, like, not saying that it was, like, I would be able, like, to vote no, you know, but I felt that, like, the right thing was, like, happening, and I was, like, very happy with, like, the DAO process of it, like, with the participation. And I think, like, the more participation that you have, like, more you prove the DAO. And, like, the fact that I really want, like, the proposal to pass, and I was, like, satisfied with, like, with the process more than, like, with the result, like, I was very happy about
it. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the key aspects as well. Like, I think it's going to mature the whole DAO ecosystem even further, because it's got people being more thoughtful about proposals, both as submitters and as voters. I honestly see a lot of silver linings, but I'm like a silver lining master. So, you know, while people are freaking out about negative stuff, I'm just like, oh, but this is pretty positive, this aspect.
I do agree with that. It was really stressful for the past 5 days. But on the side of NAS, I just want to say something. The NAS price has actually gone up in these past 5 days. I don't know if any of you guys have noticed the option price.
Yeah, I saw there's been quite a few new people that joined the Discord since the prop went up, and the auctions, you know, there was a lot of 0.1s and 0.07s that were going instead of, you know, normally they sit around like 0.01, 0.02. So it's really cool to see more people joining and wanting to be a part of the NARS community too.
I agree a lot, because there's a new... I want to say there's something that Alberto has been talking about in the Discord. The new paradigm is like as if NAS opened up a new level for the voters and for the proposers. The key thing I wanted to hear from, especially, was the people from Lesser Leonowns DAO. As a DAO, maybe Akva, since, you know, you're in Leonowns, you could answer this, you know, if you put on the hat for Leonowns, like seeing another sub DAO go through the furnace, that is the proposal process. How do the Lils feel? Like, was there any chatter, like, in the Lils secret discords about this? And what will happen when the Lils maybe want to do their own prop and it's a big ask like this? How are the DAOs looking at this experience, sub-DAOs?
Yeah, so basically, Lils were really watching what was going on, because as a sub-DAO like us, they were very interested to see the outcome of the voting process as a whole. But the thing is, Leonowns is quite different of NARS, because they don't have such a clear identity as we do, right? They're trying to find an identity so people can come from nowhere, become holders, and from there they can scale up to nouns. And so they're really focusing on the builder side of stuff. And I think all the communities, they are trying to find an identity. And I think NARS is leading the way about this, right? So we have a clear path about who we are, what we like to do, what our community is about. And basically, the other communities are following somehow our model. And many people in Leonowns are doing an incredible job, and then later scaling their project and going on chain. But anyway, that's just my vision. I already talked too much, and thank you.
No problem at all. The key thing that came out of this thread was what you've just touched on. I think it's like when you thread the GNA, you have, I think, like 14 slides that you have to go through. But there's a part he really talks about, let us reduce the numbers of proposals and increase the quality. I don't know how the nouns voters think about this and how they can solve it. I do think it's one of the ways to avoid, you know, voter fatigue. And I do understand that's why they were really annoyed when, you know, when the magician shows how the magic trick is done. The audience usually gets pretty pissed and they feel like as if they're taken for granted. That was not the aim at all. There have been a lot of requests for water sports athletes. Some sports I didn't even know existed, like paragliding. Did you know that paragliding, which is Prop 35, to sponsor Mari, with 369. I wanted to talk a bit about this prop. I submitted this prop. I don't know if Mari is here. Maybe we could chat about it. But Mari came into the chat and she had a cool idea, but she was looking for 3D printable noggles and she couldn't find them. So she was like, you know, she hit me up. She hit up different people. She's like, hey, is there a Nouns official 3D file that you can use to sort of, you know, make the noggles and print them wherever you are with an Ultimaker or maybe whatever, any 3D printing machine. And there was shockingly none. So she created one. I remember we just wanted to do a small prop of 0.69, you know, like just make it just for to reward her for doing the 3D printable versions. Because she sent me the versions and I managed to 3D print some noggles, still testing them and how they work. That spawned the prop and she's like, hey, I'm a true athlete. I do surfing, paragliding and skiing. You guys can check out her prop. It's open for voting right now, Prop 35. It just has a small error. I included the 6.9 reward earlier on, part of her request, because I wanted to reward her for the work she has already done with that. And it's a small piece of work, but that 3D printable file is going to be put in NAS files and anyone across the globe can download it and print it. So, but I did not know that she had included that part of the 3E for the athlete sponsorship. So, but now it's active for voting, 3 days left. So I encourage you guys to vote for her. I mean, Mari has been part of our community. PBS Prop 189, I know you must have been watching. What's your thoughts?
Well, I think the angle of athletes is amazing. And Prop 189, I think Gami explained it very clearly how it was like a sort of a poke the bear sort of scenario. Let's shake the bush, see what flies out. Who's going to vote and which way are they going to vote to get a sense of the temperature of the room, you know? I think a lot of it was good. And I mean, I don't know. I'm just watching. I'm watching, observing. I'm watching the evolution of the discourse. And I think it's amazing. And I think athletes are the key in a major way. I think, like, essentially, like, sponsorship. Like, athletes need sponsorship. And, like, DAOs sponsor athletes. But athletes can also be, like, intellectual or artist or engineer or programmer. Like, you sponsor a person who is amazing at what they do.
Man, like, in NAS, we do have the extreme athletes. Vlad skates, is an extreme athlete, but at the same time, he's, you know, crazy genius. He has done so many things. He's a builder. So I think, you know, like just saying athlete alone, yeah, gives it like, okay, what else does this person do? Because now, take an example for Gami. I would say Gami is an extreme athlete. I mean, proposal 189 was an extreme venture. I do think in as DAOs, we're going to open up more to what the definition of an athlete means. I think we shall lean more into what you're saying, PBS, and what you're saying is that the artistry, and that's why I think that encompasses everything. The artistry of extreme sports is. Ashanti is here. Ashanti, I wanted to get your text on 189.
What's up, everybody? Thanks, Dav. On 189, like, we were close. My thing is, like Vlad was saying, skateboarding is, like, the consensus skateboarding is huge. So, like, that whole network is, it breeds off of trends and, like, what's coming up next and how things are. So, I DM Bob after, because I wanted to say something yesterday in the last the last meeting we had, or was it one of those days? But I wanted to say something last time, but I hit up Bob earlier today, and I'm, to be honest, like, it's more, because you guys, it sounded like people are, like, kind of iffy on, like, well, because, like, the ETH price is going down, and, like, market's going down and stuff. It's like, that's the time to start getting people to understand that this is the thing that they need to start paying attention to now, before they start seeing all that extra, excuse my language, but all that extra stuff for, like, in 2020, at the end of 2024, beginning of 25, maybe even 2026, because markets are unpredictable, can't predict, you know. So it's just one of those things, like, I wish told about ass when I was 20, you know what I mean? Like, right after Instagram was, like, just popping off the way it was popping. Like, yeah, we just got 15 second videos, you know? Like, before that we had Vine, and, like, to watch people pop off on Vine but not have an actual community to pop off with, or, like, a consensus mechanism to really, like Vine was the mechanism, but it wasn't really like how Twitter right now, we're all sitting here listening to us have these conversations, you know? So it's just, I don't know, it's one of those, like, we'll see it happen. It's no rush. It's just when everybody starts noticing, like, all right, cool, the only people that are be able to vote in the NARS section is, like, all right, the people that are growing by being at these contests, that are being thrown, that are either supported with nouns, or there are some nounish people there that have NFT stuff and they want to show, express, and spread that outlook on the blockchain, you know?
But also sports. People love sports. People are never going to stop loving sports.
Yeah, no, facts. 100%. With sports, it's just crazy, man. Like, especially with skateboarding, like, we create street, I tell everybody our street fashion, streetwear, like, if anything happens, it's through skateboarding first. You know, like, I'd be like, oh, skateboarding, BMX, like, no, it's skateboarding and hip-hop. Like, those are the two main things right now in America.
Music is the next frontier. Music. We gotta take over music. Music is next.
Yes, yeah, facts. It's fine. But music. You guys continue. No, I'll let you guys get. I just want to, you know, it's just one of those things. Like, I wish as a younger kid, somebody would have been like, hey, yo, here, like, an NFT was a thing around, and somebody was like, hey, yo, here, I'll give you this, you're part of this group, and then we're voting on things that are happening in the industry, or to even get in a piece of the industry, you know what I mean? Imagine not just saying in the industry, imagine being the group that has the industry, like Thrash, you feel me? So, like, and having an actual out and actually say on how skateboarding, because if you have a piece of part of American dish, then you pretty much dictate on, like, how the Olympic teams should be running, and how many people should be, like, how to actually build like long.
That's exactly what I was saying. The Olympics are NARS 2.15, whatever. Olympics. We call them the Olympics, bro.
Yeah, it's cool to watch. It's very cool. And I'm watching, like, I already worked with one of my friends who owns a clothing company in Indonesia, and, like, they took over the whole skateboard industry with just pants. Nothing else. Pair of pants. Like, it's crazy. Like, you know.
Airwalks. Like, Airwalks took over. Everyone had Airwalks.
Yeah, everybody had Airwalks and World Indie Boards back in the day, you know? Right? So, like, everybody knew who Flame Boy and Wet Willie. So, but, like, dude, it's crazy.
Hey, I just wanted to say a quick hello. Been enjoying listening to you guys chat.
Since I have you here, I wanted you to talk a bit about what is the Lil Noun show. Where are you guys located? What does it do? So that, any Nali people here who like to listen in can always jump on.
Yeah, sure. Well, we're all sort of located in different spots. I'm in Japan, so loving the Japan chat so far. But obviously from the UK. Then Cardinals over in the UK, and then English and Crusher are over in the US. So we've like got a very specific time slot that works for us, and we can't really be that flexible with it. We set up the Little Noun Show really with the premise of connecting with other communities outside of sort of the Nouns ecosystem. So we always try to each show, the first half, bring in, whether that's another CC0 project or just another project in the space that we admire, or maybe just sort of an individual who's doing great things and has great takes. We get them on to chat the first half, and then the second half we always try to bring someone in from sort of the Nounish ecosystem. And yeah, I think see faces and share a little bit about like the culture over here, the ethos, and just what's going on. And people are super curious about it. It's just so cool to see the proliferation sort of going cross-chain, which I think is like a pretty impossible task for any sort of project. So yeah, it's been really, really good fun so far. We always try to cover off a little bit of the Little Nouns news at the top of the show as well. And I think just from a Little Nouns perspective as well, I heard you chatting before about sort of the value prop and the mission there and the direction of the project. I do think it is a really fantastic entry point into the ecosystem, and a really good way to sort of understand the governance model, as it does very much sort of represent how Nouns themselves operate. And obviously it's a much sort of friendlier price tag than over at Big Nouns. So yeah, we are working away on that. We recently got funding from a TNS prop house round to turn some of the shows into podcasts, so we're excited about that. So we get those up on sort of all of the podcast platforms pretty soon. So yeah, it's all happening.
I think David must have just got rugged, just pulling him back up again. Should be able to come back up and close out the show for us. David, you're back. Nope, classic Twitter. Well, honestly, we're pretty much at the end of the show here, and I can help close out here.
There is a fake Nouns Twitter page that just liked one of my posts, and they have
what?
Yeah, Nouns DAOs with an S at the end.
Yeah,
they have a link on there. Do not click that link, please. Do not click anything.
Thanks for coming up, Vlad. Always a pleasure, man. And thank you to everyone else as well.
Thank you so much for listening to our Nouns Jam Sessions podcast, where we talk about new and exciting news and stories about the extreme athletes and artists we have in Nars DAO. We invite you to our weekly TNS Soapbox that happens every Thursday at 8 p.m. EST. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you all next week.